Ramon Alfonso Soberano, nicknamed Chino, a violinist in Tempe, Arizona. I am from the Philippines.
Marie Louise Calvero, currently teaching electronic music at the Hochschule für Musik in Freiburg, Germany. Film composer and
WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, hands-on community radio for Greene and Columbia counties and beyond.
Aloha out there in radio land.
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Up from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues. The show is a monthly roundup of new music, plumbing psych, folk, cosmic Americana, indie, garage, and exploratory titles alongside enough classic gems to hold it all together like glue. You can tune into the show every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Are you tired of your flying saucer always breaking down on your way to Mars?
Wish you could get more bang for your whoopee at the gas pump?
Well, here at Flying Saucer Mart, we have the perfect flying saucer for you.
It goes as fast as light. It comes in a variety of colors and only costs you 75 whoopee.
Come down to 375 Bionic Ave in Pluto City and fly home with a new used flying saucer today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Amanda Lees of Freehold, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Raga Justin reports in the Times Union that with Democrats in Albany locked in negotiations to produce a new budget, State Senator Jake Ashby, a Rensselaer County Republican, has a proposal for the state's bail laws he hopes breaks the deadlock. Ashby would eliminate cash bail altogether, but give judges discretion to hold dangerous alleged criminals. People accused of crimes are considered by the courts innocent until proven guilty, but the current bail system puts these innocent people in jail. Ashby's proposal would remove all references to cash bail from New York's criminal code. Judges, though, would get sweeping oversight over when to remand someone accused of a crime before their trial. And his proposal would create a commission on public safety reform to analyze court data to give judges an objective standard they could use to determine how to evaluate someone's perceived risk of harm to themselves or others or their potential to leave the court's jurisdiction. Ashby said, and I quote, "It takes money out of the equation and it gives judges the discretion that they need. I think it makes an attempt to solve or alleviate some of the concerns on both sides," end quote. Katie Schaefer, the director of organizing at the Progressive Center for Community Alternatives, called the measure a, and I quote, "mass incarceration," end quote, bill, and said, and I quote, "Senator Ashby's proposal would dramatically and unconscionably expand pretrial incarceration in New York State, undermining our constitutional right to the presumption of innocence. We urge New York's legislature to reject this radical and regressive proposal, as well as the governor's efforts to jail more black, brown, and poor people pretrial," end quote. Governor Kathy Hochul has not commented on Ashby's proposal, but on April 5th said, and I quote, "I support the fundamental premise behind the bail laws, but we need to make sure that judges understand that they have the discretion to make the right decision in the right case," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Jamal Cutler reports in Columbia Green Media that the town of Canaan's Park will get spruced up with a $6,000 grant from the Partners for Climate Action Hudson Valley to remove invasive species and restore plantings. On Earth Day, workers will begin adding native wildflowers and shade tree plantings and removing European water chestnuts from the park pond. Dylan Chipkowski, Canaan's Climate Smart Community Task Force member, said, and I quote, "The pond is an essential part of the park. It creates a lot of beauty, and it's a wildlife habitat, and it's used by people for fishing. The water chestnut grows at a fast rate and outgrows other native species of plants, making it hard for them to persist in ponds, lakes, and rivers. That impacts wildlife, fish, and people. The water chestnut makes it hard for people to fish," end quote. Canaan will be adding Blazing Star, Brown-Eyed Susan, and other native flowers and grasses such as Blue Stem and Dwarf Fountain to the 7-acre park. Partners for Climate Action co-founder Bob Dandrew explained why Canaan won the grant, saying, and I quote, "The project in Canaan was attractive to us because it involves volunteers from throughout the community. We believe that it will be inspiring to other towns in the county," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Courtney Ward reports for WTEN that it is spring and the Department of Environmental Conservation is warning about the possibility of muddy trails. There is still snow and ice melting at higher elevations, and the DEC is asking hikers not to hike above 2,500 feet until the trails have dried and hardened. And the agency warns that hiking on muddy trails damages the environment. DEC Forest Ranger Peter Evans said, and I quote, "So really pay attention to what you're doing. Make sure that if you're going to try to cross a brook or something like that, you take not only the current weather pattern, but the weather that's going to be happening in the afternoon and early evening into account," end quote. Read the full story at the WTEN website. One sign of spring is the reopening of the drive-in movie theaters, and the Highway Drive-In in Coxsackie announced on social media this week that they will start screening films again next weekend on April 14th. They will announce the first films they are showing on April 11th. The Greenville Drive-In has not yet announced when it's opening, but that is typically in May. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, sunny with a high near 50 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a temperature low of around 27 degrees. And on Easter Sunday, sunny with a high near 54 degrees. And it will be clear Sunday night with a temperature low of around 31 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Christian Swenningson of Stuyvesant, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
number. 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
Next, here is 2023 new music from African Head Charge. The first sounds from them in 10 years or so. This song is called Microdosing on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number nine. Thank you.
2023 music from Sunburned Hand of the Man. The album's called That Which Is, and this song is Exploding Head Flick. WGXC.
Number 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8. She ordered me a Newcastle and handed me a Marlboro, stuck a job in my right hand. She took a quick picture, but even when we squinted, I didn't look so much like Robert Plant. She flew a flag that she made from a bed sheet. A sideways skull and a lopsided pentagram said, asymmetrical's way more diabolical. You don't want to make it look too perfect, man. The trick is not getting cynical. She had a hairbrush mic and a fantasy band. She opened up with We Are the Champions. Went right into Under My Wheels. I was trying to figure out how I feel. Faded denim with the buttons and badges, laminates and backstage passes. Jacket held together by the rock band patches. They let her smoke, but she can't have matches after last week's pyro disaster. She liked me better if I didn't wear glasses. Show at the pyramids. She said she needs to take a call from her lawyers. Introduce me to the dudes that she's calling her crew. An assortment of sad self-destroyers. Sitting six to a table in the room off the kitchen. Telling stories about things they imagined. Like after the show we got roofed on the Reaper Bond. Woke up in a video cabin. I was rolling my eyes at the ritual lies. Okay, maybe half of that happens. She bites down on the cap room when the blood comes from her mouth. But it's hard to fully rock in a halfway house. The band would be better if they weren't such burnouts. The Beatle boots and the glam rock top hat isn't gonna make any difference. It never works when no one listens.
Next year's 2023 music from Deerhoof. The song is called Sit Down and Let Me Tell You a Story.
Thank you. 小屋はう押しつぶされそうになる
7. Now here's 2023 new music from Boy Genius from their album The Record. This is Not Strong Enough.
Thank you. number
6. Here's 2023 new music from Meg Baird. She used to be in the Espers. She's had a long solo career since then, and this 2023 album is called Furling, and this is Star Hill song from that album. Thank you.
Number
5 5 5 5 5 5 5.
'23 music from Dry Cleaning. The song is called Swampy on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
4 4 4 4 4 4. Thank you.
number
three.
Two.
Thank you.
2023 album This Stupid World from Yola Tenga. That's Sinatra Drive Breakdown on 90.7 FM WGXC.
Number
one.
And I'm Tom Rowe in Acre on WGXC 90.7 FM. This next song is from Poughkeepsie's Joe McPhee. He's on the reeds with Steve Swell and Ithaca-based drummer Chris Corsano. The album is called Sometime the Air Is, and this is the title track from the 2023 album, Sometimes the Air Is.
Mm-hmm.